it's a long time coming. We're 5 years removed from the spill at this point, and we've been talking about Restore for a number of years now, but dollars are finally starting to flow, and it's really going to make a big impact on our region.
Commissioner Lane Lynchard is a member of the Restore Council. All of the original 56 projects were scored and ranked by technical teams, with those offering sustainability and lasting impact making the cut.
We reviewed the projects, went over the merits, and focused in not on any one particular category, but really tried to hit all under Restore: tourism, water quality, economic development, or workforce development. We tried to get projects in every available area.
The trick was to whittle down more than $54 million in project applications to a number fitting the $4.3 million ceiling. What made it, says Lynchard, is quite diverse.
A lot of the water quality projects that hopefully we'll see out of some dollars in the future, you know, one or two of those, and we could have called it a day and gone home. But we've sort of spread the money around, both in terms of the types of projects that we plan to fund, as well as the areas in the county where the projects are going to be located.
Among the surviving projects, $525,000 for dirt paving, $500,000 for upgrades at Quinn Street Marina in Milton, $368,000 for programs at Lockland Technical Center, and $300,000 for oyster bed restoration in Pensacola East Bay.
There were several projects on that list that I wish we could have funded fully at the outset, and hopefully we'll be able to direct some more money towards those projects in the future. Most of the projects that we approved had a matching component, so our $3.5 million is going to turn into over $7 million worth of projects.
That's an example, says Lynchard, of what they want to do with the BP money to give the county the most bang for the buck.
And that's the goal. Take those Restore dollars, get them matched up with other funds, whether it's private money coming in, state money, or federal money, and turn our limited Restore dollars into a much greater pot of money where we can have a much bigger impact on our environment and our economy.
The initial $4.3 million in funding is a small part of an estimated $20 million to $60 million that Santa Rosa is expected to receive after all of the spill-related penalties against BP are settled. Commissioner Lane Lynchard says projects not selected at this time may be considered for future rounds of Restore funding.
The EDGE project for Navarre Beach, which is an education center, they were asking for a little bit more than we could allocate, but we did approve several $100,000 to get that project off the ground so that when the next round of funding comes along, hopefully we can fully fund that project.
The 15 proposals will be considered by the County Commission on September 14th. Then comes a 45-day public comment period. The list is subject to change based on public input and further review.
After the County Commission approves it, we approve our multi-year implementation plan. We'll have to submit it to the Treasury Department for review and approval, and that'll be the last step before projects can start getting checked off the list.
More information on the projects and the completed score sheets are at santarosa.fl.gov/restore. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.